got to understand my mindset. Like, I never ever thought that I would be deported. I always looked at myself as an American. So even though he said it's an easier path to citizenship, it wasn't. I was like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But like the one thing that it did affect, I scored really high on the ASVAB. So they were like, look, man, you scored so high, you qualify for every job in the military. But you're not American, so like your list goes from like this big to being this big. You know what I mean? So instead of anything with any kind of security clearance, you can't have that job. You could be a cook, an admin, you know what I mean? Like, it was so, yeah. All right. So anyways, I was an admin.
Where were you stationed at?
I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, California for all my four. And the reason I was all there all my four is because I had three knee surgeries.
What was that moment like when you're done with basic and you're crowned the title of Marine? Like, did that have any significance to you?
So at the end of the Crucible, when you climb up Mount Mother, that's what they call it, at the end of boot camp, you're at the top of the mountain. And once you're on the top of the mountain, that's where they give you your EGA, your Eagle Globe and Anchor. And it was like just a crazy proud moment for all of us to go through that together, man. Especially with four of the friends from the high school, all of us to go through that together.
What influenced your motives to getting out of the Marines?
Oh, my knee. My knee was jacked up. My knee is still jacked up.
I know my time when I transitioned out of the Army, I had a hard time like just assimilating into society. Did you experience that?
It wasn't easy. You go from like a super structured life. Like I'm ADD, so I have a little trouble focusing and I have a lot of energy. I try to go to college and I did a year at UTEP and it just wasn't for me. But I started just picking up back into the drug stuff like I was in high school, and I overdosed, man. When that happened, I mean, I was really close to death, and I was just like, yo, that's it, I'm done. I got to change some stuff up, or I'm gonna end up in a box, right? So I started changing things up, and I got a job, I got a new girlfriend, I got my head on straight. And one of the stuff that I needed, and my mom was really pushing for it, was me to get my citizenship, my biological mother. Just did everything with a breeze, paid all the fees, and I got accepted to be a citizen. Yeah. 2 weeks after my birthday and 2 weeks before my swearing date, I get arrested. The feds come knocking on my door, guns drawn. And I was all like, yo, what did I do? What did I do? Right? Like, they threw out some names and they were like, this is something that you did 18 months ago when I was, you know, when I was doing drugs and selling drugs and stuff. I get a letter in the mail saying, if you've been arrested from this day to this day, you can't swear in. So instead of getting a criminal lawyer, I got a immigration lawyer, because I was all like, look, I'm going to have to do some jail time, right? What I was doing in my past when I was, you know, on that whole thing, you know, I'm wrong for that. But I don't want to get deported. You're talking about what is in the early 2000s, you know, like, it was just the craziest stuff. Like, people didn't even want to come over here to visit. People dying left and right. We even tried again. My adopted mother got another lawyer when I was at the end of my sentence and tried to fight the case that way. And again, it just didn't happen. I could see the point, like the roof of my old apartment that I had in El Paso. I could see it from my new apartment in Juarez. It's not just being a deported veteran, but just people in general that are deported. It's hard not to think about going back because you had your whole life over there. A lot of deported vets aren't going to admit it, but every single one of us has had suicidal thoughts. It was really
bad. So you're less than 10 miles away from William Beaumont, which is the VA hospital, the Veterans Affairs Hospital in El Paso, Texas, in the Northeast. Sure. But you couldn't get access to any of the mental health doctors or the ER benefits that you've earned.
That's been a problem, not just mental health. Like, I got underlying health stuff that I need to check out that I just don't have the money for. You know what I mean? Like, I can't go to the VA hospital. And I mean, there's this thing called the foreign medical program, but it's hard to find a doctor that's going to wait that long to get paid. The VA is going to drag their feet. If the doctor agrees to it, he's not going to get paid for a couple of months. There's not too many people here in Mexico that's going to do that. This is going to give you healthcare.
Like, thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours, brother.
Like, everything you go through, this is what you're like, you know what I mean? It's disgusting how we treat you guys. In the meantime, bro, keep your head up. I'll stop by with some Whataburger.
All right. Thanks, man.